Well, hello there and welcome back. This week, we have our community questions about confidence. And we have Terry again, who is always off camera for some reason. I don't know why, but she's off camera and she's going to be asking me questions about confidence. Terry?
Hey there. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. What is the difference for you for building confidence versus competence with your team?
Yeah, confidence and competence. Two very difficult words to say very successively. Competence is part of that credibility. You got to kind of build it where you know that you're building that to the point to where you can do the work. That's competence. Confidence is, I think I can do it. I'm positive I can do it. And it's a lead up. Now, when we connect with a team on it, it's making sure that they have the competence to do it, because you don't want to steer them wrong to say, oh, you can do anything. You can do most things, but some things are a little bit more difficult and it takes time and training. So you have to build that competence so that you can have the confidence to do the work. All right, next one.
Okay, for older employees who may have already built their competence and feel confident in their current skills, but now face a new world of skills with AI and technology, do you have any advice?
AI, wonderful subject. AI used to be, you program in and then they give you some canned responses and you had to filter out all the canned responses. Now, the machines are telling us what we've already told them in the thousands and millions and billions of pages on the internet. So for any of us who have lived through a lot of this stuff, have trust in what you know you can do. Now, use the tools so that you don't lose momentum in where your career has gone. So even though there's new tools to use it, don't be afraid to try them out. But remember, you're the expert. Remember, you are the one that has the history with it. The machine's just taking in all of these inputs. It's not always right. You're the one that has to validate and have confidence in your experience. The machine can't express the confidence. They can only express what their algorithms tell them they know. So have that confidence in yourself and share that with the rest of your team so that when they're using the AI, they're using that technology, they're using it because it helps them do their job, not replaces to do their job. That will help maintain that confidence and help you grow in each of your roles. Excellent, thank you.
All right, so one more. So when looking for a new position, do you have any advice, maybe some key indicators or things you look for to help you feel confident that the company is a good company to work for? Maybe some ideas of questions to ask in an interview to give you confidence that it's a good fit?
Yeah, that's always a tough part, especially with today's economy. We have so many jobs open, but so many jobs going away. We have to take a look at what the companies actually do. And for those of you who are just looking for a job, this may not be the best advice for you. Focus on what you need to focus on. But confidence in the companies is, how long have they been around? What values do they express on their about page? If they don't express any values, and you have many of them yourself, make sure that you're finding out who they are before you apply. If you're looking at an entry-level role, you're looking at, is there a career path for me, or does it stop at some point? You build confidence by looking at where people have gone in the organization so that they can help you in your career path. If you're a little bit more seasoned and tenured and you're looking for an organization that aligns to your values, make sure that you're connecting and looking for each of those points. But then look on LinkedIn, look at other websites to find out the type of people that work there. If they focus on data, but you would like creative, see if there's other parts of the company that balance where you like to be. That helps you build that confidence within the organization before you apply. Once you start interviewing, you may get other signs and you start to ask the questions of, well, listen, I really like creativity. I really like to build things. Is this organization part of the build process or am I maintaining? And then you can ask them the questions to where you feel confident that they can supply you with what you need as an individual. Now, if you're still looking for a job and you need to find that balance, it doesn't mean you shouldn't take the job, because you can also find that balance in other things outside of work. Remember, your day, while most full-time positions take up the majority of the day, you still have the opportunity to find that balance somewhere else. And that's key for you, is that if you're not finding everything you need in a job, find it in other places. I had one leader that really told me is, listen, we can't be everything to everyone, but we can be this part. Figure out how to get the rest of it for you. That'll help you build confidence not only in the company, but your leader and yourself. Excellent. Do you have any more, Terry?
I think that's it.
All right. Well, that about does it for this week. Next week's C is consistency. And I'm going to be standing right in the same place again, maybe, perhaps, maybe sitting down. We don't know. But thanks for listening and have a great time. Bye.